Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. The time is 05:29 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning, having the first cup of coffee, and I'm getting a Periscope notification, as well as, oh, someone's following me. And someone favored an Instagram that I posted. I had my LG Ultimate 2 Android smartwatch here charging overnight. I've been using it a lot lately. I just was actually in a Periscope last night that the battery went dead on it. And so I had it on charge overnight here. So getting all caught up on my notifications there, but get my day started here. I'm gonna be returning back to work after 2 days off, two good days off compared to last week, which was a little bit of a not really fun. These past 2 days have been fun, especially yesterday. Started out with waking up as normal, but taking a picture of for our friend over there in Ireland at Top Gold of the cornfield. And I'm waking up, checking out the Twitter timelines like I normally do, after getting that cup of coffee, or I was brewing the cup of coffee, one or the other. And I'm pleasantly pleased to see that our friend Top Gold, he posted a collage of pictures of the ongoing shed project, painting the shed. And it looks like it's going to continue into August. So that means it's going to be going for the next almost 2 weeks there, Bernie. And it looks like Mia is having fun. And but he also tweeted before that about having his two under 8-year-olds there. Maybe in the near future, being able to walk through a cornfield. And I know growing up, it seems like there was always a cornfield within view of where I was at. And it's a simple reminder of reminding me of good things and stuff. I've been through some corn mazes, not very elaborate ones, but I think the ultimate corn maze is when you walk through a cornfield. And that. And then yesterday, I was getting ready for my 100th Periscope, my 100th scope on Periscope. And lo and behold, about an hour before, we had severe thunderstorms coming in. But just like they normally do, they come in, they look an hour before, they look like they're going to come in and just tear everything up. And they sort of scoot by this little village that I live in. But I did get my 100th scope in, and we had fun. It was about a 40, almost a 45-minute broadcast. Had quite the audience there, the very active audience, and that's the one aspect Periscope that is really intriguing to me is the engagement that you have and the like. But I was trying out something where I signed up before, and thus the audio art to this audio is the logo to a page you can go to called catch.me. And if you put catch.me/firemanrich, you'll see the replay of Token Trivia Tuesday for 07/21/2015. And the one unique thing about it is that it gives you the replay. It gives you how many people watch, comments, and wow, I had 6,000 hearts yesterday. Holy crap. That must be on some replays because I thought that was at 2,000 yesterday. Oh my Lord. That's the most hearts I've had. Not that the hearts are cool, but the one aspect I have during my Token Trivia Tuesdays and Token Trivia Thursdays is that I have the clap machine. And with the clap machine, such as this, it's basically a sound effects app that's on my iPad, iPod Touch, that you can do various sound effects. But the audience clapping is the main one that I use during the show, and that's to give my appreciation to those that are in the show. But the whole thing about this audio is about catch.me, and it catches the audio, so it's a different way of viewing the periscopes if you're on this. I guess you just had to sign in through your Twitter account. And you see all the comments off to the right that are within there. They're not real time, but they're spaced out to where you can get the gist of what's going on. But I'm excited because it's a different way of looking. I came across this looking at a scope by Kim Karas. She was explaining it, and in her periscope that I'm looking at right now on her catch.me page called My Number One Tool. No, that's not it. Was it, what did she say? Well, maybe it is my number one tool for driving more engagement off Periscope. And I guess it's catch.me, which, like I said, it's a diff, it lines up all the, if you signed into this, you do, you, I guess at one time you had to have the hashtag catch in your title, but when I signed up through my Twitter account, I authorized, I guess there's an app. I got to look to see if there's an app for that too. There's a little box you can toggle that you can either go to Meerkat or Periscope. So I'm primarily a Periscope user, so and I can view some of my favorite Periscopers like Brian Fanzo and Mark Shaw on their previous scopes that they did. Now you can go back. I think Mark Shaw, he archives them like I do on YouTube, but you can go back after 24 hours and click the link. But I think the Catch.me gives you a different it saves them a little bit longer. And even I see my friend Joe Com has a an updated one for the hashtag taste the challenge, take taste the change for Applebee's that was highlighted yesterday. So pretty neat online application to where you don't even need to be on Periscope, but it gives those that want to look at Periscopes can view them. So not everybody wants to be on Periscope, but that shouldn't keep you from not viewing the Periscopes. And like I said, I do archive mine. I archive my 1,000, or not my 1,000, my 100th scope. And just before that, it did automatically tweet where it's a replay token trivia Tuesday 07/21/2005, and it attaches hashtag catch. Hashtag Periscope, and it gives my Twitter handle at Fireman Rich, and then there's a catch link there, and you press that link and it takes you right to that particular catch. And I gotta check that 6,000 hearts for yesterday. Wow. Any of the buddy that was in the audience that's watching this, thank you very much. That's overwhelming right there. That's a big surprise this morning. As I'm starting the day on a very positive note with looking at a lot of freaking hearts and enjoying my first cup of coffee. You all have a good one. Check out catch.me/firemanrich, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you'll see that number of 6,000 hearts. Wow. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now and peace.